This week's guest on Private Passions is one of Britain's favourite film and television directors. Mike Leigh's musical choices include Offenbach and Kurt Weill, a trio from Mozart's Così fan tutte, an extract from a rare Shostakovich film score, and songs by Gilbert and Sullivan.
The minute we start talking about Gilbert and Sullivan, the one thing I have to say immediately is that I've got no time for apologists or cynics about Gilbert and Sullivan. It's great. It's good fun. It's great music. It's incredibly well written. And when performed properly, that's to say not in a kind of awful camp and sort of superficial, embarrassing, mawkish way that some people may remember and associate with horrible schoolmasters or maiden aunts or something, it is actually a gas, and I love it.
Mike Leigh's Private Passions, this Sunday at midday on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3. It's 11 o'clock, time now for Late Junction with Verity Sharp.
Sound of Soweto, that is Piston Malatini and the Queens. Piston Malatini was well known in the 1960s for that particularly gruff, deep way of singing. And he was something of a star in his day. Welcome to Late Junction, just keeping the rhythm going for a few more minutes. This comes from a sampler of recent music from the Basque country. I know very little about this artist, but he clearly has a thing for percussion. He's called J.M. Beltran, and the piece is called Amareko Eran.
Thank you. Καμπινέλε εσύ σαν μόρδο. Από που αναπιάτσαμε, σαν που μόνο λάζανε. Λάζανε εσύ είπα μίτσο. Στο καμπινέλε εσύ σαν μόρδο. Una draga, servus draga, ghețată n-avem draga, un sofac eu nu ți-e draga, una draga, servus draga, a ni ni la 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 la. Să purtăm voi lăsa, stop, de scăpat din mâna mea. Să moară mama, să moară, dar nu ți-o-i faci eu din seara. Și să purtăm voi lăsa, stop, de scăpat din mâna mea. Bună dragă, servus dragă, ghețată n-avem dragă, cum ți-o fac eu nu ți-e dragă. Bună dragă, servus dragă, hai din ta la 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 la. De scăpat din mâna mea. Și să vorbe nu-ți o fac. Să stai cu cârpan la cap. Și să vorbe voi lăsa. De scăpat din mâna mea. Bună dragă, servus dragă, ghețată n-avem dragă, nu ți-o fac eu, nu ți-e dragă. Bună dragă, servus dragă, hai din ita la 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 la.
Two of the most well-known and surely the most energetic gypsy bands around, Tarafta Haiduks and the Kochani Orchestra, and the combined forces of which mean that you get 26 musicians on stage at any one time. And off stage, I shouldn't wonder, I bet they go into the audience and start serenading the punters whenever they can. They're going to be at the Hackney Empire in July, so you can go along and find out. They'll be there on July the 6th. And with a similar level of virtuosity here, but a very different style of music, this is the frankly breathtaking playing, I think, of Shami O'Dowd, Martine O'Connor and Cathal Hayden. And these are five reels that they run seamlessly together. Thank you. Shamie O'Dowd on mandolin, Carl Hayden on the fiddle and Martine O'Connor on the accordion. But the key to it all is that you can't really tell the instruments apart. They're just blending that sound into one. It's truly impressive stuff. And then, as if that wasn't enough on this album, they've called it Crossroads. Later on, they give you this beautiful version of As I Roved Out.
As I roved out on a bright May morning to view the meadows and flowers gay, whom should I spy but my own true lover? As she sat under yon willow tree, I took off my hat and I did salute her. I did salute her most courageously. Well, she turned around and the tears fell from her, saying, "False young man, you have deluded me. A diamond ring I gave you. A diamond ring to wear on your right hand. But the vows you made, love, you went and broke them. And married the lassie that had the land. If I'd married the lassie that had the land, my love, it's that I'll rue until the day I die. For when misfortune falls, sure no man can shun it. I was blindfolded, I'll ne'er deny. When I go to my bed, the slumber, the thoughts of my true love run in my mind. When I turn around to embrace my darling, instead of gold, sure 'tis brass I'm fined. And I wish the Queen would call home her armies from the West Indies, America and Spain, and every man to his wedded woman, in hopes that you and I will meet again.
Marzin O'Connor with Carl Hayden and the voice of the Sligo singer Shemi O'Dowd. As I Roved Out, which is a song that he first learnt from Andy Irving of Planxty fame. Difficult to know how to follow something quite so atmospheric, but let's try this. This is another track from Emma Reid and Daniel Carlson's album Inner Liaton, which roughly translates from Swedish as tenderness. And this is their version of a dance tune by Alan Muller called Ravehalling.
Ah.
There's another nice use of the saxophone. Claudio Carboni joining the Italian a cappella group Trebaritz Doc and a song called La Canzone e la Pluma. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp, and a very well-executed acoustic guitar duo in a moment. We don't hear enough guitar duos, do we? Let alone well-executed ones. But before that, this is a piece that Lawrence Crane wrote for Andrew Sparling, and he even went so far as to name it after him. Andrew Sparling playing clarinet with the guitarist Alan Thomas.
Thank you.
Guitarists Rienke Dirks and Daniel Wirtz, and a piece called La Plage et la Nuit. And that's from their latest album, Kinski Spencer Gismonti, two guitarists who've been playing together for a good 10 years now. And this is the music of Balochistan, the area that spans Pakistan, Iran and Afghanistan. And because of that, geography has a troubled history. There's oppression and human rights abuses of the Baloch people, and their language has largely been banned, which of course has had a huge impact on their culture, all the literature and song and poetry and so on. Some Balochs have emigrated to Norway, which is where this Benju player has settled. His name is Abdulrahman Surayzai. The Benju is a type of zither, and it's here accompanying Ghulam Mohammed Baloch in a traditional folk song. Clever stuff. That's the Punch Brothers with Don't Need No, which is on their latest album, Anti-Fogmatic. And that following on from the traditional music of Balochistan, Abdullah Rahman Surazei playing the banjo with the voice of Ghulam Mohammed Balok. And if you'd like to see a playlist for this programme, which has all the details of the recordings, do log on to the Radio 3 website and just follow the links to the Lake Junction page. This piece dates from 17th century Italy, when music was just starting to get that little bit more expressive, indulgent even. And it was a point at which, too, that the harp began to come into its own as a solo instrument, not just one relegated to an accompanying role. So this is a chromatic capriccio written by Tarquinio Marulla and played here by Maria Cristina Cleary.
I carefully rearranged my senses so they could have a conversation. Taught them to switch places from each pore in my skin grew shimmering eyes and fingerprints filled the eye, the eye. Good. many blind years acting it up, so many blind years acting it up.
Well, that's Norway's Jenny Haval with Blood Fight. It's on her latest album, Viscera, which you'll find on the Runa Gramophone label. And that following on from some equally esoteric sounds from the pianist and sound alchemist Michel Vinch. And that's a piece he calls June Space. You're listening to Lake Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Verity Sharp. And this is La Vallée des Cloches from Miroir by Ravel.
Thank you.
La Vallée des Cloches by Ravel, as played by the young Kazakh pianist Oksana Shevchenko, who was last year's winner of the Scottish International Piano Competition. And Delphian have just released this debut recording from her. You get Ravel, Shostakovich Preludes, Mozart, according to Liszt, and also a snippet of Thea Musgrave. And so now to Brazil via Uruguay. This is Jorge Drexler, who was the first Uruguayan ever to win an Academy Award for the song that he wrote for the Motorcycle Diaries. And his acceptance speech was apparently an a cappella version of that song. He's also, I think, the first Uruguayan musician I've ever come across. But Warners have just released his ninth album to date. And from it, this is a song that translates as The Snow in the Snowball.
Nostalgia donde se condensa el rocío. Un paso en falso hacia un remolino en el río. Cualquier contrasentido hoy cobra sentido y se vuelve dilema para este corazón. Anhelante. Que hoy piensa solo en la mitad faltante. Una insistente desazón que no entiende razones. Cancionista que no entiende sus propias canciones. La mínima brisa como si fuera un ciclón desquicia la veleta de este corazón. Sin paciencia mira el cristal del freno de emergencia. Thank you.
mora lá dentro da mata. De onde veio ninguém sabe explicar. Comanda tudo que lá dentro se mexe. Cobra coral, alô do Guará.
A lovely lilting number that is, Fuluzina, and as performed there by a group called Forró Jai Rebeca, who are a group of Brazilians now based in France, and they followed on from the wonderfully sensuous voice of Jorge Drexler. Do have a look at the playlist which we post on the Late Junction page of the Radio 3 website if you'd like details of the music that we play on this programme. Or, of course, you can still write to us at BBC Broadcasting House, London, W1A 1AA. This is the late Diabou Seck, who came from a long line of Senegalese griots. Her nickname became La Cantatrice, which means the songstress. And this recording is one from 1960, and it really captures her up close and personal with just some other voices and the sabre drums in the background.
That Pepper Man, you guys ever heard of the Pepper Man?
Yeah, I heard about him. He's something else.
Man, I wouldn't want to be bothered with the Pepper Show.
He's an awful character, boy.
He's a fiery rage,
dude. He's always up to something.
Oh, the Peppery Man was across and thin. Scolded out and he scolded in. Shook his face. Heavy tore, stamped his feet and slammed the door. I hope the peppery man, the rabbit crabbing, peppery man.
His ugly temper was so sour, he often scolded. For an hour.
He nursed his teeth, stormed and scowled, snapped, snarled, yelled and howled at home. The peppery man,
peppery man,
the rabbit, cabbit, peppery man. He wore a fierce, savage frown. Up and he scolded down.
He scolded over field and glen, and then he scolded.
Natalie Merchant's Peppery Man. And Natalie Merchant joined there by the group Hazmat Modine and also the Fairfield Four, who have in their ranks the wonderful Isaac Freeman, the man surely with the deepest voice of them all. Well, this week, World Roots on BBC Radio 3 is going to be coming from the Darbar Festival of South Asian Music. You're going to be able to hear performances from the sarod player Alam Khan. That, of course, is on Saturday at 3 o'clock with Lucy Duran. But for now, I thought we'd hear from Amjad Ali Khan, who's another great sarod player. And he's here playing the traditional rag Kamaj.
Yeah.
The sound of the Indian sarod, as played by Amjad Ali Khan. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. A fantasia by John Caprario, who was actually born John Cooper in the late 16th century, but shishied up his surname when he found himself hired by the royal court. And that fantasia as played by Fretwork. And now to bring another week of Late Junction to a close, I shall leave you here with a delicate bit of electronica by New York's Ezekiel Honig, preceded by the voice of Kathy Jordan singing the sweet traditional song Eileen Aroon. I'm Verity Sharp. Thanks for listening. Good night.
When, like the early rose, Eileen Aroon, beauty in childhood blows, Eileen Aroon. When, like a diadem, buds blush around the stem, which is the fairest gem, Eileen Aroon. Is it the laughing eye, Eileen Aroon? Is Is it the timid sigh I lean alone? Is it the tender tone, soft as the stringed harp's moan? Oh, it's truth alone I like the rising day, I lean alone. Love sends his early ray, I lean alone. What makes his dawning glow, changes through joy. Song so sweet, I lean alone. Oh, in the dance so fleet, I lean alone. Dear, were her chance to me, dear, are her laughter free. Dearest her constancy, I lean alone. Were she no longer true, I lean alone. What should her lover do? Fly with his broken chain, far o'er the bounden main, never to love again. I lean alone. Youth must with time decay. She must fade away, I lean alone. Cast as our sacked wall, chieftains are scattered far.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. Bach, Beethoven, Franck and Mozart are our musical bedfellows for the next couple of hours, and I'll start with part of Bach Day at the 2010 BBC Proms. It included a performance of all six of the Brandenburg concertos by the English Baroque soloists and Sir John Eliot Gardiner, and from that we're going to hear numbers 3, 5 and 2 today. The third of the concertos gives the strings a chance to shine. It's all about the number 3, in fact, a work for three trios of violins, violas, cellos and continuo. And there's an enigma to the middle movement, which every ensemble solves in its own way.